This was all before the Lord.
Right.
And that has dramatically changed, even in just the conversations and how we relate to even money, because mm-hmm. now we're on the same page, even with the Lord, that he's mm-hmm. first, and we're doing this for him and of worship for him. Now our conversations are, how can we give more?
Psalm 133 says, "Behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity." Welcome to Faith, Family, Friends. Where two families and four friends of one faith join together in unity to share in conversation about all they've experienced in hopes to change a generation through the love of Jesus. In this episode, the Wingates and the Burnsides continue their conversation about family finances.
How did it play? Because I know for me, like me and Aries, we're different type of spenders for sure. She's more conservative. I'm more, you know, I'm going to pay whatever I need to pay, you know. How has the way you grew up with money, or your idea of money, how it needs to be used and stuff, have, you know, manifested in your marriage, you know, where how you guys budget and those things? Because for us, like, it'd be interesting to hear her, to hear her side, because me, like I said, me and her are totally different spenders.
Same. Same. Like I'm like, if we need something, let's take care of it. And depending upon what it is, like I'm all about getting the best deal I can, but mm-hmm. certain things I don't skimp on. Like let's pay for the good quality thing, because I don't want to buy this thing twice.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so like, yes, I pay attention to prices, but if we need it, then we need it. And I just roll with it. Whereas she's like Aries, she's like, every penny, let's squeeze this to make this work. And even to the point where sometimes it's like, she'll even have conversations with herself. Like, do I really need this? And she'll like try to talk herself out of it.
Right. Right.
Like, do we really need this roof on our house right now? And we have tents in the garage. Like we could throw tarps over the, I mean, we can make that work. I mean, really, what are we talking about here? Yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of like that. So we're the same in that aspect, as far as like the mentality.
I think we were at two extremes though, at one point, because of like how I, you know, grew up. I was at two different extremes too. You know, I said before, like at one point could buy whatever, my mom just bought whatever she wanted, whenever she wanted, however, you know, and we were able to do that. I still don't think I ever really I didn't ask for things. She just over and like, it was always just given, you know,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Especially like our holidays, and things. So, but I still never really expected it. Like I still felt like I felt the value of it though, because she was a single mom. So it's still like, I never wanted to spend, even though she did, you know what I mean? It felt mm-hmm. like it was, something I shouldn't do. But then, and then not having for a long time and going and seeing how you can go so much under, it still made me also feel like, okay, I still need to make sure that I steward this well, you know, in that sense. But then it felt like I never could have, like for myself, I don't like shopping. Maybe it was because I never really felt like I could just have it for myself, you know, or not, but I don't know now. And it caused a lot of things in our marriage. Mm-hmm. We had to have a lot of difficult conversations about finances, because
like, what's some of the meat? Cause you know, if someone's listening and it's like, you know, if you don't mind sharing, you know, what are some of those conversations like? Get into some of the challenging conversations or, you know, tough topics that you guys had to kind of, you know, work out, you know, amongst yourselves. Or how did you work them out too?
Well, I mean, when we first got together, we were just very non-disciplined with what we did. So we developed habits. We right away we got cars and, you know, we were just, because at the time we first got together, we were both were working. Like she was teaching and I was spraying lawns at True Green, you know, and so we had two incomes. And I think we had only had two incomes for about a year, because right around then is when I went back to school and then we went to single income. So we developed these habits that first year we were together on our own. So when it came to like going out to eat, I'm just used to just getting what I wanted. Like, cause when I was single, I was making my own money. Nobody could tell me anything. Like if I wanted to go to Publix and spend $150 on groceries, I'd spend $150 on groceries. Like, you know, and that's just for me. And then,
but you weren't paying. That was one, sorry, I didn't mean to cut in, but like even when you were single though, that was, it was a different, it was hard because, you know, I came in from running, having my own money, you know, and running, I lived by myself, so I didn't have roommates. So I was able to pay all my own things. I took care of my own bills. I didn't want to be in the type of environment that I saw my mom get out, you know, be in, or that she was in at that time. And so I was trying to steward my money, I think at that time, well, but then I would maybe denying myself some things too. Mm-hmm. But then when we got together, you know, guys are guys, you know, not our guys are guys. I mean, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, talk, just, hey, it's your reality, so.
Maybe going to spend $150 for food was more important maybe too for some bills. So we had to have, like, we had to have those conversations.
I'm always going to eat.
Because always. He skimped on some bills sometimes, you know? Uh-huh. So, so when we got together, you know, I kind of took more control of the finances. And so I was doing all of those. And because he really just.
Did y'all have separate accounts or did y'all have a joint account?
We ended up having a joint account. Like
from day one.
From day one.
Okay.
Joint account.
I think that's important for people to hear, you know.
Yes.
That's a big thing with married couples. Okay.
We believe in that, definitely.
We had a joint account. Actually, we had this conversation at dinner tonight with the kids. We had a joint account before we were even married. Like
awesome. Okay.
When we knew we were going to be serious, and we actually, before we moved up here, you know, we had a conversation at dinner one night, and I was like, we should just, I think she said it. I was already thinking it. She's like, we should just figure out a way. Maybe we get a joint account that we put money into, because we're talking about getting a house together. You know, you can have your account, I'll have my account, but we'll have a joint account. And I was like, let's just join the accounts together. And let's just, I don't care.
Did I create a new account and just made it a joint account?
I think so.
I don't know all the details. He reminded me of this before.
Put it this way. But put it this way. Only thing we've had.
We've never had it separate.
Right. Yeah. Except for the meet and mentor when we started out with the business. From the day one, before we were married, there's only been one bank account with both our names on it. There's never been a joint account. And then the only time I had, that's not true. I had my own personal account on the side when I was doing Uber, and that's been closed. Mm-hmm. Because they for some reason wouldn't direct deposit the money I would make like in our bank account. They wanted me to open up my own line of credit on theirs. Mm-hmm. And so other than that, everything that.
But that helped with gifts sometimes.
Yeah, because that's the thing. Like if she was always the one doing the bills, I could never buy a present for her and have it be a surprise. Like, you know, for a birthday anniversary or something, it's like, oh, I saw you spent like $30 at blah, 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 blah. And it's like, all of a sudden I got, you know, Scooby-Doo over here, like trying to solve a mystery. What
about fire? I know. The other day he came over or something. I was like, would you spend $9.22 or whatever it was, you know, on Publix or something? So, and then
food.
I know. But we had to talk about that too. I mean, this is later on now,
but yeah, go ahead.
We're better at it now. But as far as like you like looking at the account too. Right.
Yeah, to see.
Making sure we know, like, you can't just, this is our budget, like, that we have. We can't, you know, so, and taking out that, what we went off and on before with it, but what we really need to do, especially with groceries, because I think food is our, like, the weakness as far
always,
as.
Always, in business budgets and everybody's budgets, always food when I see stuff. I don't know who, David, do you check the account before you spend? Oh, I ain't know if she do, or not.
Doesn't help that we live less than a mile from Publix either. But to go back, it's like, you know, I just knew that I worked. I knew she was working, but you know, I didn't, that was the point. That was our hardest talks was, you know, like, cause we went from two incomes then to one, and we've been on one income more or less the rest of the time we've been together. Because when I stopped spraying lawns, she was teaching. I went back to school, and like, I got a part-time job while I was waiting tables for a little while. And then, which helped, like, wasn't like we were on a full on single income, but I wasn't making what I was making. And then when I finally graduated and started teaching, she decided to go back and get her master's. And that's when we had Adam. So she was home, but I know you were working with Adam. And then I was home going to school. And then when Autumn came, that's right. When Autumn came, I was working. And then, so she was not working anymore. So I'm still on a single income. And then when the kids came, that was another financial obligation that really made it. Cause when it's just her and I on a single income, we can make that work, you know. We could not go out to eat. We could, you know, cook something and make it last 3 days in the refrigerator for dinner, or we could eat sandwiches for lunch and, you know, whatever. But with the kids, like diapers and food. And so like, there was this financial obligation that we now had too. And so really our only conversations were about budgeting what we had. And, you know, at that time I had other priorities in my life too. And so that was a point of contention too, because I was spending money on other things that she didn't really agree with. And
I think that's where you're asking about difficult conversations. The difficult conversations for us were where I felt like we need to be buying things that we need and stewarding it well, or trying to, and not buying it on things that we shouldn't have. Like, so, or, and sometimes I would, my own, I don't know, maybe it was, I don't even know what to call it, but you know, like, should we be buying, I don't know, a soda or something like that for the family? Like if we really don't need, you know, so I was like, and sometimes I didn't want to be the fun police, but.
I called her the fun vampire sometimes. She just suck all the fun out of everything.
So it was always a balance, like trying to figure out like where to, like, I can deny myself, like I don't like shopping, so I don't need to buy this, or I don't need to buy that. Like I would try to not do it for myself, but then like, then denying it for everybody else, I would always feel bad, but then get upset almost, like, why are you doing this, you know? So those were our conversations. And because he was so used to just spending whatever all the time, and not, and then I was the one doing the banking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hard to have those, conversations, before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, and that's the thing, this was all before the Lord.
Right.
And that has dramatically changed, even in just the conversations and how we relate to even money. Because now we're on the same page, even with the Lord, that he's first, and we're doing this for him and of worship for him. Now our conversations are, how can we give more? Like if we're budgeting, we can give more out, you know, or if we deny, like we deny ourselves maybe this, or we can reward ourselves with this, but we're not going to have that. Like, our conversations are not really difficult anymore. Right? Would you say?
Yeah. And also too, I mean, a lot of it had to do with me, how do I say this? Letting some of my old self die. And so like, there was this hole that I always needed to fill with just random things. And it was just,
that's true.
And so like, now I don't, like now I see stuff and I'm like, oh, that'd be cool to have, or that's cool. But then I think about it, I'm like, I don't really have time to mess with that anymore. You know what I mean? So it's like, yeah. I don't really need that. I don't, you know, and, you know, I just don't really, I mean, there are things that I want, but it's like, I don't have this desire to go out and get anymore. Like, it's just, like, I think that had a lot to do with it too. It's like, you know, I like to buy DVDs. Like I had like over 400 DVDs. I just sold them all.
I'm telling you, people that are listening, listen, I was barking up that tree for a long time. and I was trying to do it in my own strength and power.
Uh-huh.
But
I tell you what, though, they made a fortune off of me, because I mean, I paid like $20 per DVD. And you're a math guy. I'd had over 400. I sold all those DVDs for like $150, man. So
wow,
not a wise investment.
Let me tell you,
they're gone.
But that, but that he was. It was like I remember that day. I'm like, thank you, Lord, praise you, Lord. But you could tell. You could tell though, it was in his own. He knew he was laying down an idol at the feet of the Lord, like. Mm-hmm. That was something that the Lord was tugging on him about and saying, Lord, I'm giving this to you.
Mm-hmm.
And emptying, like, I mean, I can't even tell you what that was. I feel like, I mean, for him to give that up.
Right.
I know, 'cause I love movies.
Man. Okay. That's big. That's like a, like almost a child, you know?
Right.
I've sold all but one of my game systems. I only have my PlayStation 4 now is all I got left. I sold all the other ones. Of course, I only had a PS3. I mean, I make it sound like I had all these things going on, but
yeah, you know, like, we still just, only have a PS3.
But our kids, I just want to say, like, I'm really proud of you, because like our kids are watching that in action. You know, they weren't able to watch you give up the alcohol. You know what I mean? Or things like
that. I'll tell them about that one day.
One day we'll talk about that. But I mean,
that was another thing. Alcohol was a big thing with me too. Like that was a big strain on our budget. That was a big spend, point of contention.
That was a big point of contention.
She's been against it since the beginning. And I'm like, I am the man you married. You know, look at me.
That's another story.
Yeah. We'll be here for like 3 more hours. We keep talking like that. Yeah.
But for the kids, it's important for the kids to see, and, you know, or if we're fast, you know, not having soda, we're only having water, or if we're having this, like they're able to see all these different choices that we're making for the value of and how stewarding our resources, you know, and things, mm-hmm. and being honest with them about it, you know, and like when we went to go get our cars this time, I mean, we were much smarter. Like we were, you know, I mean, I'll just be honest on it. Like at one point that was, I don't even remember, but the time, but we had a, one of our cars repossessed at one point, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. And so, we've had our electric turned off. Like
water's been turned off. I don't know how many times
we've had those things happen. Mm-hmm. But the Lord has shown us through that so many things, you know, mm-hmm. and how to steward, you know, our resources and our money well, and to teach our children, you know, these things. And so, I don't know. It's just, I'm just grateful. I mean, I'm just truly grateful for everything that the Lord has provided.
People right now are facing financial hardships, and they don't know what to do and how to get through, you know, these tough times. And like you said, you know, God got you through repossession, you know, electric's cut off, water cut off, you know what I mean? So it's not the end of the world. It wasn't the thing that was going to make you homeless or put you out on the street, you know, that type of thing. It could have gotten there if that's what needed to happen for God to get your attention, you know, but it's always some type of an awakening that happens through those type of challenges, that God is just basically trying to get your attention to depend on him solely and really, you know, let him take control over everything. And that's kind of that whole little piece of it. And diving deeper into what are you guys thinking about, how you even value the things that you purchase and what type of value does it have? And because a lot of people out here are attached to things, like they're just attached to things, like these are just things,
right.
And we need to separate, you know, these things from what God actually wants you to do, you know, what he wants you to do with money. And because money is his tool, you know, it's a tool that gets you from point A to point B. It helps your family, it can help other families, you know, your money can help other families, you know, it's a lot that goes into this type of conversation. And I think that, you know, there are some people out there right now who are, you know, who have jobs, who haven't lost a day of work, you know, those type of things. What are they doing with their money? You know, are they helping other families? Are they pouring into the homeless? Are they doing, you know, other things? How are they valuing? Are they trying to hoard? You know, are they, you know, trying to store up some type of way, you know, and what is God is putting in their heart to do, you know, with this money. So it's just a lot.
Aries, do you want to pray us out?
Lord, thank you for bringing us together once again to fellowship with one another. And we just pray that you, we just pray for your guidance and your protection throughout this week. We pray that you continue to give us a spirit of love and kindness towards others, Lord. And we pray that you continue to help us to grow as disciples and to spread the love and the word of God to others throughout this, throughout our communities and throughout this, this nation, Lord. And we pray for everyone that is under the sound of our voices and that they be touched by your word, Lord, and that you get the glory in all that we are doing, Lord. Everything that we do is for the kingdom. Yes, and is we're just here to make disciples of all nations, Lord. Yes, and we thank you for your love and your kindness and your grace and your mercy. And Lord, we just pray for your protection over every single one of us, Lord, and over our families. And we love you and you, we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Love you guys, man.
Thank you.
Thank you again for listening. God bless. Thank you again for listening. God bless.